Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up. Speak out and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Stick a doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Stick a doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
This world is, I think,
Yes, when God opens our time-blinded eyes, we see a glorious possibility. Ooh! Well, I know that's why. Ooh! Ricky Byers Beckwith, I thank you. That's the song that kind of catches what I'm feeling right now. I thank you. I thank you. I'm grateful. Ooh! Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change the game and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're here, because you exist, because you're alive. You make a difference because we're part of this universal party. And we're celebrating together, we're dancing together, we're creating together, we're breathing in and out together. We're part of the shift, no matter what it looks like. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for tuning in to yourself. Ricky Byers Beckwith, I thank you. I think I'm going to release it in early. I don't know what to say, but I got to say something. But you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints, Life Conversations Radio.com with Lisa Iverson, psychotherapist Lisa. Hi, Lisa Iverson, author of Ancestral Blueprints, and yours truly, life coach at A. And I'm so grateful. There's some things I need to tell you. But hey, Lisa, how are you? Come hold my hand.
Well, I'm happy to hold your hand on your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We are all so grateful that you were born. Thank you for being born.
I'm grateful. It's just, I'm just at the beginning of the show, I can feel this rush of energy and love and appreciation. I've been reflecting on my life and being born and what I've been able to do and having a dream of always helping people and the blessing of being able to do that. Just like, wow, listen, you can't take your life for granted, not because it's precious, not just that, but just for me when I look at where I was and where I am and just the joy, the blessing of being able to have transforming conversations, working with people, so it just helped them see themselves. And while I learn about myself, I learn so much by working with others. I'm just so full. I'm so full. So I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah, really, what a divine appointment you have. It's really...
Yes, indeed.
I wasn't thinking about the, we're on the rhythm that we're on for doing this show together. And so it just feels like an extra blessing that it happens to be on your birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate life. We want to celebrate all that life is as you. We call the title is Ancestral Celebration of Birthday. And the question for you today is, what was your soul in connection with when you were being born, that day when you came out your mother's womb? What was your soul in connection with? We're going to talk more about that. Let me give you some updates and some things that I need to tell you, which my brain is not really working right now. Because love is an amazing thing. When love comes into your life, you can't even think straight. Love says, I got this. You're on time. Everything is perfect. Well, we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived, so if you miss any of the show in the past, yes, you can always listen to the show on the archive, And we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So just, you know, just call in 347. Let's celebrate let's do a universal soulful party. Yeah, universal party. I love that. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And then what else? If you can't call in, we're taking your questions, comments on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page. I have to slow down so I can really think, because my mind is just like, I can't think straight. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook, and post your questions or your comments there, and we'll get to it. And if you don't use Facebook, or you're being blocked because, you know, your job is just, they're just not in with the thing that's happening. It's okay. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Don't say too loud, but make sure you bookmark this website, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, here's another thing. When you go to that site, turn the volume down because there's an auto thing. You'll hear the show. But anyway, just giving you what to do. LifeConversationsMedia.com. Click the Ask Life Coach at a tab, and you can send in your questions. Some updates. Tomorrow's show, I'm flying solo, and I'm actually looking forward to it. Let me take it from memory if I can. Something along the lines of being of service is a selfish act. Lord, I just like starting trouble, don't I? Being of service is a selfish act. Tomorrow you'll find out what I mean, and you know I have something. No, I'm going somewhere. So make sure you join me, and we'll talk more about that. And next week, let me open this calendar here so I can see what's going on. And next week, whatever the date is, come on, computer, work with me. Oh, yeah, Monday 2nd that week, from Monday 2nd, I'm going to take some time off and relax and rejuvenate and just take care of myself. It's been some happy days of working and sharing. And so I'm going to take the first week in April off, and then we're back Monday 9th. And yeah, and continue the show. We have a lot of guests coming up, so check out LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. And now I think all I need to say is let's get ready to party. Thank you all in the chat room for the love and instant message. I truly, truly appreciate you. Laverne, thank you for the virtual cake. It virtually tastes good. I can taste it. So thank you. So many things we can do in a virtual world. So let's see, it's time to jump into this conversation. We're celebrating our ancestors and celebrating birth, celebrating ourselves. And, you know, we talk about every day is a birthday. But Lisa and I were talking on that day when you were born, what was going on? What's the connection you have with your family? What's your soul connection with your ancestors? We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. So, Lisa, I'm just going to yield to you. I don't have any question or anything. Just do your thing, because I'm just in love with love right now. So I just love happens.
Well, what a blessing to be where you're at on your birthday. I find myself thinking, with gratitude about our conversation yesterday, in preparation for today's show, and thinking about, our birthdays, whether we're aware of it or not, at some level they put us in contact with our parents, because it was because our parents got together that we were born. And so it's almost too obvious.
It's a no-brainer.
Just too simple, you know. Sometimes our mind likes to make things more complicated than they are.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
This topic gives us a chance to, slow it down a little bit and really just kind of be with this very simple truth for a little bit of time here. So the deal is that because our parents were together for this, I feel that as a divine appointment too, you know. If we feel, mm-hmm. if we feel really the gift of life that it is, and the divinity that's inherent in it, you know, what would it be like for us to just, for a little bit of time, consider that their union that allowed life to flow through them to us was a divine appointment. That's really, that's quite an image, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It takes the personality and the interpersonal stuff that's there in all families out of it, you know?
Right, it does, indeed. It definitely does. I mean, just in talking with you yesterday, you have a way of bringing deep wisdom in such a simple way. And I think about it. I mean, I don't know if I've actually just thought about it. It's like, you know, of course, like you said, it's just beyond obvious. That's because my parents got together, I'm here today. And there's something about that connection, about that memory, about that recognition that transcends all the drama. Like, wow, they came together to allow me. They gave me life on one level, but to allow this life called me to be expressed 44 years ago and here today. Okay, my mom is not here in the body, and my father is. And when I think about that, all the other conversation I've had about my mom and dad and what they did or didn't do or what I wish or didn't wish, it's irrelevant. It's really irrelevant. And I think
that's
for all of us, even those who are not connected to our parents, I think when we just think about how we got here, these people that got together so that we can have the life that we have, it transcends all the judgment. It transcends logic. I know personally it brings me to a place of humility, of gratitude. And I don't think we talk about that most of the time. We just think, oh, we were born in this day, and we were born at this hospital, and on this date, and we weighed that much, and my parents were happy. Your parents talk about how happy they are. But we're talking about ancestral blueprints. And I think when we connect with that, when we start to remember that we are a soul in a body, that there's so much more to us, it helps us see life from a broader perspective. And one of the things you said yesterday, I'm just going to throw it to you about, I definitely know I've never thought of this before. You said something along the line as well, when we think about the connection with our parents when we're being born, what about the energy? What was present when we were conceived? You know, what's the energy around our parents? When I was like, wait a minute, I've never thought about that before. So you want to speak more? Yeah, you do, I know, because we're doing the show. You have to speak more on that. Can you speak more on that? I am not asking you. Come on, to the radio show. Please speak more on that.
I'd be happy to say more because I'm inspired by you, Ade. And I'm inspired by, you can let that question, that awareness be there on your birthday. It's a gift for all of us. And So because you're where you're at on your birthday, I can say I can say a little bit about that. How it was, what was going on in our parents' lives, how they were in their relationship with each other, you know, what was going on in the bigger picture. Maybe in the extended picture of family life and life for them when they conceived us is somehow present in us. And there's sometimes a lot in that energy field that, you know, is in our adult lives influencing us in one way or another. It's again, this is an opportunity you and I here with the people who are with us. It's an opportunity just to kind of slow it down a little bit and just to be, let there be a compassionate awareness of this. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. You know, this is about just allowing awareness to unfold in the pace and in the way that it has permission to unfold. So, you know, I've worked with people who was what we're talking about right now. They were able to realize that a kind of an anxiety that they had been experiencing their whole life was in connection with this earliest point in the creation of their being, you know? The circumstance of their, you know, their mother was filled with anxiety over some circumstance going on for her. Maybe it was in connection with the relationship with the father or some other circumstance. And so that it got transferred, you know, the anxiety was transferred, you know. There's a whole field. I mean, I'm really grateful. There's so much wisdom from so many fields of wisdom and expertise this time that we're living in. There's a whole field of, you know, perinatal information, people who really, this is where this area that we're talking about is their expertise, looking at, you know, attachment and prenatal, perinatal experience. So I feel a sense of humility and bowing down to people who are, that this is really their whole field of wisdom. We're just scratching the surface, but it's good for people to know that what we're talking about is not just casual conversation, that it's a whole field of study and wisdom.
And, you know, well, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade, number 347-426-3346. Feel free to call in and join the conversation if you have a question. When you talk about the people that you work with, clients have had anxiety, and it's tied into the time they were born because their parents were dealing with something. They had anxiety. Who knows what happened? I think what came up for me is we know and we are remembering and we're teaching ourselves and learning that everything is energy. So it makes sense that if our parents, when they got together, that moment, the moment before the moment before conception, whatever they were feeling and dealing with. Now let's go back to conception. When that first happened, that energy comes together, what the father's feeling, what the mother's feeling, comes together to create new life. So, you know, we talk about DNA and genes. So that's part of who we are. And then astrologically, there's all that happens the day we are born, the day we take our first breath on this planet. And for me, as I think about that, just sitting with that awareness or that insight can bring so much freedom to someone who is struggling with a habit, a way of being, or a dis-ease, or emotional blockage, or whatever it is, to say, wait, maybe what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling, even though I've been dealing with it all my life, maybe it goes deeper than what I think it is. And I think when we get to that place, we can have a different kind of compassion for one. Well, not, I mean, compassion is compassion, because it really is not any different kind of compassion. It's just compassion. Because we live in the Western world where it's like, you've got to do this, you can make it happen, you can live the American dreams, and we can be anything we want to be. No, you can't. No, you won't, because you are not here to be anything. You're here to be exactly what you were designed to be. So, but rather than compare ourselves with what somebody else is doing, to say, what energy? What the energies that came together to create the life called me, And that's what I mean. I love the shows that I do. I love doing Ancestral Blueprints with you, the conversation before that, because it takes me on a deeper level to really connect with my soul. And I trust that listeners are getting the same thing, that whatever you're dealing with right now, maybe it's not because, you know, you have low self-esteem or you don't love yourself or, you know, you need to meditate some more. Maybe it just transcends all of that. There's so much freedom, and it's really about freedom. And it's about freeing ourselves to do that. Lisa, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got listeners who've got some questions or comments. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson, author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul. What is hidden in your life? What needs to be spoken about? What needs light? What needs awareness? And we're also asking you, what was your soul in connection with when you were born? And how is that showing up right now? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We started the show off with Ricky Byers Beckwith. And I thank you, and I thank you. So to find out more about Ricky, her website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue this conversation. We've got listeners, got things to say, questions to ask. And the truth is, you are so much more than what you see in the mirror. Set yourself free and bow to your parents for coming together. You're not an accident. You were perfectly designed to show up. Set yourself free and set them free. It's your true identity.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. It's supporting you to be the change you want to see. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, psychotherapist, and Life Coach Jade, who just simply cycled. I'm psycho about love, about life. And so I got my therapist here. So then I have to worry, I'm in good company. 347-426. 1-800-332-3346. Let's take a call. Are you ready for a caller, Lisa?
Sure, let's go for it.
Okay. Let's do it. Hey, Donna, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Hade. Happy birthday, Hade.
So this is a big, huge
shout out because we know how much you love shout outs, but today's your day.
It's your full day.
You know, Hade, I have to I am going to ask Lisa a question, but I just want to honor you because I think not only are you a conscious man, and it makes it so freaking sexy to know conscious men. And I want every woman to listen to this because, and know this and see you because you value women so much. It just like really completely, you know, I had never met anyone that valued women so much. And it just brought so much value to my life and you valuing that. And, you know, what you do with your show and your coaching practice and, you know, everything, you know, how you're out there on Love Streamers and so forth. You're just this incredible, incredible, really, truly. Your parents named you the right name because tell us what your name means.
Stop it. Okay.
I told you I was gonna get you one day.
Oh Lord. Okay. Ade means crown. My full first name is Ademola, which means a crown of joy, crown of prosperity. And last name is Anifoshe, which means one with money and knows what to do with it. So okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, we're putting him in the hot seat. He doesn't like
I'm turning purple here now because black
okay.
people don't blush like that. We don't turn red. I turn purple. I'm looking like Barney right now.
So tell us the thing. You forgot about one part. You forgot about the most beautiful part of your name. It means king.
What? Well, yes, because, you know, the crown, Ademola, royalty. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So today I crown you, seriously, the king of the most wonderful conscious men there is out there. Happy birthday, Ade. I truly love you. And
thank
now
you,
I have another
God,
surprise
you
for
too.
You. I have another surprise
oh,
for you. Go ahead. Who else was on?
Ade, it's Kathleen from Love Streamers. Happy birthday,
oh,
my friend.
Oh, gosh.
I had to have Donna patch me in so I could wish you a happy birthday, and I wish you all of the things that your name means. I did not know what your name meant, but you are the personification of it. So I wish you a year of all of that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate you.
So just so people know, we have a serious party on the Love Stream, and, you know, Ade has gone into hiding for, you know, a couple of months. I don't know who's keeping him into hiding, but whoever he
well,
is...
Well, for those who don't know what a Love Stream is, can you tell the other listeners who don't know what Love Stream is? What is she talking about? Include them. What is a Love Stream?
Well, Kathleen, tell us what Love Stream. Kathleen Gonzalez, who is it? Who are we?
We are a group of people who listen to and follow the teachings of Dr. Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. That's probably the easiest way to say it correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, he leads Agape Spiritual Center, and Agape Spiritual Center is in Los Angeles, but we can live stream the service every Wednesday night and every Sunday, and it's Love Stream. He calls it Love Stream, so we can watch it directly from the comfort of our home. And we do have a group that Kathleen set up, and because of Kathleen, we all these wonderful people. This is how I've connected with Ade and how I've connected with Kathleen, and we're just an incredible bunch of full of love people making a difference in the world. And we just support and love each other. And we have some serious parties on there now because people know I love to dance and I love to party. So we get a party started. So Ade, are you going to come and dance tonight?
Okay, I'll come and dance tonight. Well, actually, no, I can't because I'm going out.
Wait,
I'm okay, I'll
party
dance
in
with you. So did you trick me? Did you have a question or you just surprised me? You said you had a question. That's why I brought you in. Were you going to ask me a question?
I surprised you because I said I was going to get you and you thought I wasn't going to be able to, but I got you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Donna. And thank you, everybody in the chat room. I really, really appreciate you. And, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ade. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
we
you.
Love you.
Love you, love you, love you. Let's go to Rebecca. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints on LifeConversationsRadio.com with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Addie. Rebecca, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy birthday. So I hear that congratulations are in order.
Thank you. I appreciate you, my sister.
How thank wonderful. You, well, you are a blessing. You are all that in a nutshell. And I can say I'm privileged that to have, I can call you counselor and, you know, I can actually pick up the phone and actually get that guidance when it's needed. Mm. So thank you very much. You are a blessing and so grateful for you. But we have, I just tuned in. Is it? It's an angelic person. What do they do?
Oh, say that again. What was the question?
Who's the guest for today?
Oh, Lisa Iverson. She's a co-host. We do Ancestral Blueprints every last Wednesday of the month. And today we're talking about the connection with our parents when we were birthed. And, so that's what we do. And then, well, Ancestral Blueprints is a little bit more than that. It's about really looking at the blueprint of our ancestors, what's been lived out through us, because we're always in connection to our ancestors, even if we know them or not. And the life that moved and lived in our ancestors still show up in us today, and it will show up in those that are yet to come.
Oh, wow, yes, absolutely. I totally can see it. And the other night there was somebody that was, he's psychic anyways, he said that I had a past life doing the historical restoration. So it's interesting that I would choose to come into this life and have my dad, who worked in historical restorations and an artist and sculptor, you know. So it's just interesting. You see how everything plays out, and even those moments that we think are bad, right? We end up seeing the blessing in them. Hopefully, that's probably the true blessing when you're on Earth.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So true. Funny, you, Rebecca, you brought up a question here, a thought for me. And I want to throw this to you, Lisa. As Rebecca was talking, I just throw it to you. And I had the thought that, you know, each of us, we are here to, we have a purpose. We have a gift or gifts. We have something to deliver. And I was just wondering, as Rebecca was talking, that, well, I had this thought, wonder, thought, whatever it is, this idea that who we turn out to be, the gift that we recognize we have, I'm wondering if it actually has something to do with who our parents are or were, if they're not around. You know, it's like, okay, for me, now this is, okay, let me use myself as an example. You know, for me, my mom was a nurse and my dad was a mechanical engineer. But I've always wanted to help people. So I'm wondering, just now, this is so much just happening on the show. It's just, I'm having a moment. I want to hear your thoughts, especially from Family Constellations and Ancestral Blueprints perspective, that the gifts that we have, the talents that we have, could it be a combination of the sole purpose or the gift that our parents have? You understand what I'm saying? I'm forming the question as I think about it. It's coming to me as I speak. Let me put it that way. Do you understand?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm grateful for Rebecca and for all the other fine women who were just with us a moment ago that helps midwife. You know?
Yes, I know that's right.
You know, I'm just grateful for all these fine women being in this conversation to help midwife these questions and these ideas into visibility. So that's the first thing I want to say is the beautiful things that can happen when a group of women come together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And so what you're saying about our parents' gifts, absolutely. Our own gifts, our own talents, our own purpose is absolutely in connection with not only our parents, but our grandparents, our great-grandparents, who knows how many generations back, what the lives and the gifts of our ancestors how these are a part of us and how they may be influencing us. And the task that often goes unseen for us is about how it is that we can discern or be aware of whether the path that we're leading is our own, or if we're trying to express somebody else's gifts who maybe they weren't appreciated or went unacknowledged.
Mm.
So, some, you know, there's a lot in the question. There's a lot in the noticing. I generally notice that when we're able to acknowledge our parents, our grandparents, in a way, in this very simple way that we were began the show with, you know, in this way that simply acknowledges that they're the ones who passed life on to us, and in fact,
yes,
they were the best ones. They were the only ones who could have passed life on to us. It's too simple, you know. Without our life, without them, we wouldn't be here. So if any two other people would have gotten together, somebody else's life would have passed on. It's too simple. So our parent, what was in our grandparents is absolutely in us. And when we can acknowledge that they were the best ones to pass life on to us, it gives us a kind of a groundedness for us to be in contact, you know, with our own gifts in a way that supports us, where there's freedom to it, and where there's roots, a connectedness with roots behind us, rather than, you know, if we take a stance of kind of a being in conflict, of being in rejection toward them,
then it doesn't
give us, it just, we don't have good foundation to live out those gifts, whatever they are.
So really, for those of us who are saying, well, I'm the black sheep of the family, my family don't like that I think differently, or, you know, my brother is, you know, works in corporate America, my sister does this as a doctor, but I'm the one that's going this art route. Really, even if the family members see you as the different one, somewhere there is a connection to that gift within the family, even though there might be uncomfortability in it. That's what I hear.
Absolutely. The person who's in that position of the black sheep is in connection with somebody earlier in the family blueprint who was in that position. So it feels being in that position feels like how it feels. It's an experience of being in disconnection or isolation, rejection, that kind of energy. But the reality is that underneath that experience, there's actually a deep connection. There's a deep connection happening with somebody earlier or with a bigger picture of something or somebody that hasn't been acknowledged.
There it is. No matter how you cut it, there's always somebody in your lineage that is linked to your gift, your talent. I don't care how crazy you think you are, how far out there, somebody in your family is living through you. So the key is really about acknowledging it. So let's talk about the acknowledging. And I want to go back. You triggered another thought about women and birth and midwifing, but we'll come to that in a minute. So for a listener who's saying, oh, my God, that's my story, or even when we talk about spiritual beliefs or religious beliefs or how we believe, period, our belief system, what we expose ourselves to. We have family, people who are family members, they only stick with the same culture, same tradition, and there might be one person who has friends all over the world. For someone who may be challenged, even though sometimes they feel like, you know, I'm happy with it, but they wished that they keep saying, I wish, you know, my friend would accept who I am more, my family members accept the fact that I'm universal, and they're struggling with that on some level. What can be done from family constellation and ancestral blueprints to actually bring wholeness, healing to that situation?
Yeah, the first thing is just to be where you're at, you know. It's a be here now kind of a thing. So come being in contact with that experience and actually, I mean, this is the paradox, opening your heart to that experience and leads to what you're describing. That we in the States especially have many generations of muscles built up that kind of spiritual muscles, emotional muscles that have taught us to push away from something that feels uncomfortable.
Mm.
And the paradox is that when we can open our heart to what feels uncomfortable, it leads us to the thing that is going to feed us. It's going to give us good grounding. And there is no replacement for knowing and living from our place of belonging in our family. There's no replacement for this. So this opening our heart to this experience that feels difficult is a very deep thing. It doesn't happen in one day. It doesn't happen in one week, you know.
Right.
But if a person maybe sets aside 2 minutes every day, 2 minutes, you know, just to be with this movement of opening one's heart to to their place and to their family in this way that we're talking about, it can be a life-changing, absolutely. I've just seen it many times. It can be a life-changing kind of thing where then a person begins to really connect in this way that had been forgotten.
We're going to take a call in a minute, but I want to stay with that just a little bit here. So the so-called black sheep in the family, or the different one. So when we think of family constellations or ancestral blueprints, really, well, which is the same thing, but can we say that we are ostracized or feel like the black sheep because there was someone in our ancestry that was not accepted, and that energy is wanting, seeking to be accepted, embraced, and welcomed?
Yes.
You say, okay.
Yes. And I feel like I'm too. Maybe it's good to say a little bit about family constellations, you know, for new listeners who don't know what that phrase means or what that process is. Would now be a good time to do that, or should we wait a little bit? What's your sense?
Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to come to the caller, but let's do that. Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's break that down now so it could make sense for new listeners and people who have listened but still trying to grasp this thing called ancestral blueprints. Because I think it's important if I'm feeling different in a family or people feel like a black sheep or the different one and they're struggling with that, to really realize they're actually in a very in an honorable place on what they're carrying. So, yeah, let's do it now.
Yeah, okay. So the term family constellations, that describes a method of working. It's primarily a method of working in groups, but it also is used by seasoned practitioners in one-on-one sessions. It's a way that helps us to see, again, how much what has gone on in the generations before us might still be affecting us. And so that method pays close attention to these very fundamental things like belonging and balance of give and take, and injustice. When there's been some injustice that's happened in the family or in connection with the family, how the consequences of that get played out, sometimes for many generations. And so it's that way of working, it's an embodied way of being able to experience what the phrase ancestral blueprints is the phrase that I use to describe this map that lives inside of ourselves. It's in our soul, it's in our DNA, it's housed in our body. So we can give websites at the end for people to read more about it, but that's a very quick explanation when we use that phrase here in this conversation, kind of what we're referring to.
Yeah, yeah. And I do really now more than ever. It's like if, and of course for me, I'm the different one. Maybe not the black sheep. that's way too obvious. But I'm the different one. I'm the one that thinks differently and has different concepts. And I struggled with that for a while. But now I am so at peace with being different. Actually, I love being different. I love the fact that I'm the one that brings us like, well, maybe it's not quite like that. Well, maybe we need to celebrate our own African tradition. And my father's like, well, yeah, I understand. You know, I'm Muslim, so it's kind of hard for me sometimes to go there. So, yeah. And so all of us, those of us that are struggling with being the different one, the black sheep or the one that just the family members look at as being weird, recognize that you are giving your family, your ancestors, a gift. You represent a life, a gift, a talent, a faith. And that takes courage. That takes courage. So consider yourself a powerful soul to say, you know, this needs to be revealed. This truth needs to be seen. And I choose the task, the mission, to show up and express exactly what needs to be seen. And it's a healing process. You know, it's a healing process. And, okay. Go ahead.
I mean, just simple, again, you know, the gift wouldn't be in, the gift is in somebody else. It comes through our lineage. The gifts that are in us were passed on. So we may not know by name or by identity or which generation it gets passed on from, but we didn't, it's real. It's in connection, again, with our lineages. Yeah.
You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month. So make sure you mark your calendar to find out more about family constellations and ancestral blueprints. Check out Lisa's website. It's lisaiverson.com. That's Lisa, LisaIverson.com. Let's see. Let's take a break, and then we're going to take calls. We've got people waiting and got questions are coming. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach. What's that guy's name again? Life Coach Ade, yeah, that's his name. Life Coach Ade on Facebook, or you can send your question on lifeconversationsmedia.com. I am so, so grateful for you listeners for sharing this moment with us and sharing your thoughts. Even though you may not call in, we're hearing your thoughts, we're feeling your energy. So thank you, thank you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints on lifeconversationsradio.com. Isn't that right, Jack? Jack, tell them what you're listening to. Tell them, you know, everything. How did I stumble here? We'll
be back. This is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities, mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ancestral Blueprints comes every shows up every last Wednesday of the month. And Lisa joins us. She's the author of Ancestral Blueprints. You got to pick up this book. When you think of what's going on in the political world right now, some of the things that people are doing that don't make sense, guess what? You pick up this book and it will all make sense to you. All the truth that wasn't revealed, all the secrets are coming out. And so you could be the place for healing. I don't know, also, the switchboard is acting crazy. Let's go to Celeste and then try this other callers. People are just getting dropped, can't get through. People talk, chatting to me on Facebook. So here we go. Celeste, are you there? The switchboard. Mercury retrograde. Thank you for teaching us patience. What a gift you bring us. Let's try it here. There you go. Celeste, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, well, hello, Lisa. Hello, Ade. And I'm not by myself. I have a very special friend here. And we want to say happy birthday to you, Ade. And then we have something for the both of you. Okay, one moment. Let's do it together. Happy birthday! We were going to sing, but I can't do that to Arden the night. She is my dearest friend and co-worker at work, and that's a whole other show conversation. But when I ran in to call in, she graciously agreed to share the love with me, so I wanted to do that.
Thank you, Arden. Well, thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure. Now, real quick, because I'm sure you have other people who love to bless you, here's a question. Lisa inspired your gift. You get to choose between two. You can get your horoscope through Holiday Mathis, or you can find out what music was playing when you were conceived and on the day you were born. Which one would you like, sir?
Well, I'm trying to think which music was playing when I was born. It's like, how the heck did you figure that one out? So that's the one I want to find out. Horoscope, that's easy. Astrology, that's easy. How the heck did you know? I was there. I didn't even know what song was singing.
All right. So I'm not going to give the date, you know, but if, you know, people want to do their research, they can easily find it. You don't hide who you are. But music can tell us a lot, right? So I wondered what was flowing on the day that you were conceived and on the day that you were born. And this is really funny, and I'm not going to go into detail, but you can catch up with me later about it. But on the day that you were conceived, and thank you, Lisa, for giving me this idea. You're so beautiful. On the day you were conceived, Wendy, by the association, was on the list of Hot 100 number one singles in America. And on the day that you were born, sitting on the dock of the Bay by Otis Redding was on the Hot 100 number one singles in America. Yeah. Have fun with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday, my brother.
I like to play. Thank you, Celeste. Celeste has some deep wisdom. I mean, I was like, the son of play when I was conceived, how the heck do you think? I got to ask my parents now. I wonder, interested. But all of it all ties together, music, numbers, and, you know, we do it through numerology, astrology, so much more. Well, let's take a gamble here. We've been trying to connect with this person, 860 area code, but Celeste wasn't having any luck. Let's try this. 860 area code, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Yes, what's your question?
Oh, goodness. Every time I have a question, I kind of back out. I'm scared.
Well, good. It's a good thing I caught you before you backed out this time.
Oh, I did.
What's your name, actually, what's your name first?
I'm Kimberly. Kimberly from Connecticut.
Okay, Kimberly. Okay, go. Now, shoot, you got it. We're all listening to you. Well, we know you're shy, so we're pretending we're not listening. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. I had this thing I did now I'm doing it now, too. When I was younger, I used to listen to everybody and everything that's going on in my family. And as you guys talk about the ancestrals and all that, and how it has something. I'm often kind of scared to talk about it. I'm going around circles here. Oh God! See, I just lost my train of thought.
Breathe. You're in the house alone. We got you. So you're talking about ancestors and the gift that we have and the gift that is expressing through us is the connection with our parents and our ancestors. So hopefully that helped you back into your thoughts. But you're home. Don't worry. We're
okay.
Family. We're all black sheep and different people. So, yeah, share.
Often, I'm frustrated because I'm like, what does it have to do with me? Like, my father's gay and he's black. And back in the day, as soon as I really felt the energy of my back in the 80s, why everybody was making a big deal about the sexualities and sex in general, I kind of, I felt my body go stiff, in a sense. And I wouldn't visit that conversation. I got very angry. But I don't see, I'm trying to understand, why do I have to understand this, even though it wasn't mine? That's my father's thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it sort of in a sense because when I talk to my father, I sort of feel myself being like if I'm beating him up too.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
When I talk to him,
right.
I'm sort of like, you know how you're up in that high vibration? You know, I gave you up in that, oh, yeah, you know, they get all in that high vibration. But I also feel that density under there. And that feeling, his fear of being beat up, I don't know what's going on, but it always bothers me that it's going through me. I feel it, the energy through me.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can't
really
talk straight with him. I can talk straight, but if I talk straight, I have to cry or I have to, you know, do my mom thing, which I do with my mother. I have to cry to get my, you know, and really get emotional in order for him to understand. I have to go down to his level. And I don't want to.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to understand.
Right.
Don't feel sorry for me.
No, I don't feel sorry for you. We just said, no, wait. Stop. You can't. You don't know what we're feeling or doing,
said
something.
See, I think I know
we embrace you.
Okay.
Don't go to high vibration. Don't go to high vibration. I'm good. I'm not.
Today's your birthday. Today's your birthday. I don't want to start trouble. And that maybe that's the thing. I don't want to start trouble. And I.
Go ahead. See, the silence wasn't. We were holding you in a place of love, of unconditional love and compassion. Because, one, I know that the courage it took for you to share that on a radio and what that really means. So we got you.
I want to say that I came and worried about my parents.
Okay.
Because I always look back. I came and worried, very worried about my parents. And that's the energy that has me stuck. But also, I really take actions. I like run. I'm running. I find myself. I try to run away from that by moving from California, and sometimes I forget it. I forget. I get lost, and I feel like that stunts my own willingness to be happy. You know. I won't let myself go much far because I really worried about my parents growing up. I felt I had to, like, I remember running as a little girl, you know, running really happy, behind this little boy. And I instantly stopped and I fell to the ground and I ended up breaking my tooth. And I looked down at my body and I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. I remember seeing my legs. I'm like, that's not supposed to happen. Like, the same thing. You know, the same image I got before, like early on from my sister, like blood, I saw it on me. I was like, it was supposed to happen two times, you know, that number two. And a lot of those moments happened. So I still have that knee-jerk reaction of allowing myself to just get beyond that two, the number two, right. the past and the future.
Right. Let me just make sure that I'm clear, because when you started talking about your father being black and gay, you said, you know, what does that have to do with me? When you communicate with them, you go into the high vibration, do that wonderful love, peace, and happiness kind of conversation. But trying to have a real conversation about your own pain, about the things that you really feel, is hard for you to go there. So you try and separate yourself and maybe you move to another state. So that you're struggling with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I saw, that's exactly what I saw. I saw when I got here, although I knew that, I felt I had to do this to know the truth. I got here, I saw the same couch as I grew up and my stepfather. That's where my beginning was. Was the same thing over again.
You said, I got here. When you said, you mean when you moved to
the same state? I saw familiar things from my past back in the same place. And I was just like angry. I was just angry, but then I would just move forward and sort of get lost again, you know?
Okay. All right. Let me throw it over to Lisa and let Lisa share what she feels and what's coming up for her.
Yeah, thank you. I know and I trust that there are many people, listening to this show and others who are not in the conversation but who can relate to some aspects of what you're speaking about. And so there's a couple of things that come to me. One is this phrase that this woman I worked with quite a while ago said. She said, you know, in my family, we didn't have secrets. We just had things that we just didn't talk about.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. And so, you know, having a parent who's gay is often, growing up, one of those things that doesn't get talked about. Mm-hmm. And but that doesn't mean that the energy is not still there. So the thing, your question, you know, what does it have to do with you? I get a sense you're highly tuned in, you know. You're highly tuned in. And children are often in a family, when you think of a family being, one generation after the next, the children are often the ones who are most tuned in. And it's difficult to be a child tuned in to all the things that are not being talked about. And so when this has been the case, it's an important thing just to see that, you know, that in and of itself is something to compassionately open your heart to see how much you've been in contact with in a landscape that doesn't have words. And so that's, you know, one piece that comes to me. Another is that how it is that we look at our parents is very much influenced by how they look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, how it is when I look at my dad, my inclination out of a blind love is to look at him through my mother's eyes. And when I look at my mom, my inclination is out of a blind love to look at her through my father's eyes. So for all of us, we are inclined to be in this kind of a blind love place. And your questions are kind of in connection with that field of blind love. And it's good to know that it's possible to, in the process of acknowledging that, to move from that place into a vibration, into a place of more awake love, where there can be more freedom and clarity to look at your mom and your dad through your own eyes and to leave how they look at each other with them. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm like, listen, word for word. Yeah. I am. I'm going for the tense. Yeah. Okay.
So there's a lot in it. So you're just in touch with a lot. And yeah. You know, at a soul level, and just trying to sort it out. But I'm just putting language to kind of what I sense and pick up based on what you're saying and being with you. The last thing I'd say is just it's good to acknowledge that for all of us, you know, there can be a kind of a fight or flight energy. There's actually a third component to fight or flight, and that's freeze. And we could talk about that in a little bit or maybe in another conversation. But, you know, when there's been a situation that feels scary or threatening, there's a trauma component to it, fight or flight and freeze are what gets activated. So that you know, if you want to contact me, email me, I can give you some references to learn more about that online. And but it can be very helpful to work with, when that's going on, it can be very helpful to work with somebody, a trained therapist who's really skilled in that area to help see how that's operating in your life and how to calm your nervous system down, because it's a very body physical experience how that goes.
You know what? Every time I'm just about to get it, this is the exact conversation everybody does in another conversation. I'm like, what in the hell? Is this like a soap opera? Really, that's just, everybody does that to me. I'm like, as soon as I start listening, it's just like, what? Okay.
What do you mean? Everybody does that to you?
I don't know. Everybody just kind of stops right there. It just like once I start listening, that's a conversation I have with people. It's like stop. It stops right there. Right now, it just stops. It's just like I have to go forward, dragging this on even longer and longer, 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 because it drives me nuts. You know,
finding a resource, finding a relationship where you get to have ongoing relationship with somebody, like a therapist, to really work through it. So this is like a place in the radio show to acknowledge it, to see it, to acknowledge it, but it's not a place to work through it.
Right.
So it's you taking your own self seriously, that your path, your wellness, your healing deserves a place that feels safe, where you can allow the shift to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it. Yep, I do.
You deserve that. So it's allowing yourself to pick a place where that can happen.
Yes.
Okay.
You have the choice. You said, you know, everybody stops and then I have to keep dragging it along. Actually, you have the choice now to drop it. And what do I mean drop it? Not just say, okay, that didn't happen, but by dropping and saying there's a part, there's somewhere, there's something, there's so much that you're in touch with, that you know of yourself is just too challenging to carry. And you will need the assistance of somebody, a professional, to get you through it.
so that you could, I mean, it's going to keep coming up, you know, it's going to keep coming up, and you're in touch with it. So the gift that you can give yourself is what you're doing now. This is a step, and you've talked to others about it. Now the question is, are you going to face what you're dragging, or you're just going to pretend you're not dragging it, and then get to a point where you say, oh, my God, my back is hurting, I can't drag this anymore. Anybody want to help me? And then they share something that you need to do, and you're like, oh, I guess I got to keep dragging it. So right now in this place, just being compassionate with yourself for sharing this. There's a lot there, and it's not an intellectual thing. You can't just say, well, I read this book or I listen to this person, then I put it together in my head, and then I'll be set free. It's deep. It's heavy. It's a lot. The pain and unforgiveness and confusion, all of that. But that doesn't make you a broken person. It means you are awake. You are alive. You are aware. So now you have a choice.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So what are you, Lisa, are you going to say something?
Is it okay if I add one more thing?
Oh, sure, certainly.
Okay. Sometimes we have a repeated experience that's a frustrating one, and I don't know if this is the case for you or not, but where the repeated experience has to do with a blind loyalty to our mom or to our dad or to a grandma or to a grandpa. And we don't know that that's what's happening. So just something to consider as you move on your path, and for all of us, that we can, in our own prayer, in our own meditation, say to our parents inside our hearts, please bless me when I continue on my own path and I leave yours with you. Or something like this, just to help bring a little bit more clarity in the soul to break when there's a trance going on, which is very common, where we're not able to feel free to break out of a particular pattern, and that inability is out of loyalty to them. So it's a blessing to be able to do this too. To just that might be the missing piece.
It is. I really see it as you talk. I get the answer. It's that quick. I just spill over and I do see that.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All blessings to you.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Love wants to love you, allow it in. Don't be too strong for love. Just allow it in, and it comes in many forms.
Oh,
and so today can be a new day. Today can be your birthday. Yeah, let's celebrate a birthday together, a new you, a birthday of a new awareness.
Wow. Let's say today, I don't want to be an Aries. I want to be an Aries.
Well, guess what? You are. You've been initiated by me.
No. You guys are too complicated, too happy. No, just kidding.
Today you are to be whatever sign you are. You are just is whatever.
That's right. That's right.
I'll let it be my birthday for a minute. While I'm in this trance,
I'll let it be
my birthday.
Right. And you don't even have to tell anybody. And when people say, what's wrong with Bikin? You're too happy. Say, I've just been an Aries today.
Okay,
you know?
I will.
You're so complicated.
Will.
Yeah, I told you I've been an Aries. So tomorrow, you're too minded about different things. Well, I choose to be Gemini today. You know, you can just choose. It's your world. You can do what you want to do. Your soul is free to express itself.
Thank you.
All right, darling?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much. Ah, what a gift Kimberly just gave us. What a gift.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So brave.
Such a gift. Thank you.
Yeah. Good to
Lisa,
acknowledge.
I have some things that I've written down, but they doesn't really matter right now. So anything you want to say as we release the show?
I'm grateful. Again, I go to the place where we started. I'm grateful that you were born a day without you being born. I'm grateful to your parents. I'm grateful to your grandparents.
and all the ones before them that they pass life on to you. And I'm grateful, you know, for that same movement that happened for myself and for all the people who are with us and have been with us for this conversation. So I'm grateful for life being passed on where it's been able to be passed on. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for the work you do. I'm so grateful, grateful that we connected and the shows that we do together. And I love you. I love you so much. And I've learned so much by being around you, listening to you, being part of the family constellations in the circles. And I keep learning. And I'm eternally grateful for you. Well, I don't have anything else to say. I'm done. I'm full. I'm grateful. I am emotional. I am all the good that God is. And I'm thankful for the listeners who called in, Kathleen, Celeste, Donna, Kimberly, those that didn't get through, Rebecca that got through, those that are in the chat room, and everybody that's sending me love on Facebook. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, it means so much. So much. I don't think I'd be able to comment on every post, but I try and like all of it as a way of me saying, giving back to you, saying thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to release the show with Karen Drucker. It's a good song to play. I'm grateful for you all. It's about me. It's about us. It's about this one consciousness called God, called love, called source, called divine intelligence, and we're all part of it. So thank you for tuning into yourself. I'll see you tomorrow for being of service to humanity is a selfish act. Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Lisa. I'll talk to you later. And thank you, listeners. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be loved. Be true to yourself. And like I'm doing right now, be loved. Allow the love to come in. Yes, it might make you cry. It may make you emotional, but allow the love in. And we're standing for the healing of everyone, the healing of Kimberly. Thank you for sharing yourself with us so openly. And I know that the healing is happening as we speak. And, yeah, it's time to release the show. Here's a song by Karen Drucker. KarenDrucker.com is our website, KarenDrucker.com. And the song is, guess what it is? Grateful. I am grateful for you. Peace and blessings.
Grateful for all the love that I have. I am so grateful. am grateful for all the love. I'm so grateful, grateful, so very grateful. I am grateful for all the love that I have. I am so, so very, very grateful. I am grateful for all the love that I have. I am grateful for all of my friends. I am grateful for
all my friends.
I am grateful for my wonderful life. I am grateful for
my wonderful life.
I am grateful for my radiant health. I am grateful for
my radiant health.
I am grateful for my
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.